John Legend is a 26-year-old who has played piano, sung, and helped produce hits for acts ranging from Alicia Keys to the Black Eyed Peas and Kanye West. Now he's released his first solo album called Get Lifted, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's a fine example of the new soul music revivalism.
Ooh, I promise not to do it again. I promise not to do it.
You can't say I don't love you just because I cheat on you. You can't see all I do. Keep you from knowing the things I do. Like erase my phone and keep it out of town. I keep it strapped up when I sleep around. Well, I should have known one day you'd find out. But you can't go and leave me now.
You know that I love you.
Isn't that the most immediately catchy chunk of R&B you've heard in a while? John Legend was born John Stevens in Springfield, Ohio, the grandson of a minister, the son of a church choir director, the graduate of classical music piano training. Don't be put off by his adopted surname. I mean, taking Legend as your last name is, when coming from a guy as obviously intelligent as this one is, more sly and comic than boastful. And for a guy who comes from a gospel background, Legend really knows how to write about secular temptations with irresistible force.
Okay, I see you checking me out. I think I know what you winking about. You with your man, you don't want him to see. It's all right with me. Now I know I drank a little bit much. And you think I'm talking crazy and such. I can't walk straight, but girl, I can see. You're all right with me. All right.
That's All Right, a song that when it hits its peak will put steam on your windows. John Legend may not possess a great voice. It's a nice, grainy tenor, the voice of a piano player, producer, arranger, who likes to croon his melodies to the people who'd really sing the heck out of them. But he puts the emotions across. And sometimes the emotions aren't always nice ones. Take the song I Can Change, in which the narrator admits he's been a dog and is begging a worthy woman of forgiveness. That song actually begins with a spoken intro by the tiresome rapper Snoop Dogg, nattering on about how he's gonna step up his love game and doing that annoying Izzle Pig Latin thing. This is apparently the sort of thing a young R&B artist like Legend feels comfortable putting up with if it gets his music across to the masses. Seems like you'd just rather hear something like this, in which he makes clever mention of some hip-hop artists while beating them at their own game.
Maybe it's me. Maybe I bore you. No, no, it's my fault, 'cause I can't afford you. Maybe, baby, Puffy, Jay-Z would all be better for you. 'Cause all I could do was love you. Baby, when I used to love you, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. I went through the fire for you.
I've avoided playing some of the slower, murkier ballads that fill out John Legend's debut. They're the work of a young artist who's sorting out his influences, and all I can say is, John, please put aside your Donny Hathaway records. The rest of the time, John Legend makes good on his album's title, lifting us into a realm where gospel and street life take on equal gravity, equal pleasure, equal importance, just as they always have in first-rate soul singers.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed the new album, Get Lifted, from John Legend.